Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
It's kind of intimidating, right? To have your child abuse you.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Audio boom?
Yeah, my audio boom.
I found it, Matthew.
What
is the password?
The password is capital B.
Really good podcasting posture.
Yeah.
Really good.
I'm a real pro.
Done a lot of... You've done some media in your day.
I've done some media in my day.
You've been on television.
I've been on television.
You've been on television a bunch of times.
I've been on television.
You've been on television on... We should save that. Well, okay.
Right.
I got to write down a few things.
I forgot what
it's
called.
Write down a few things.
Yeah.
I think, Matt, I should do your part.
Wait.
Welcome to Inbox Podcast, where we mine our guests digitalized for comedy gold. Is that it?
Correspondence.
Digital correspondence.
Where
for
we...
comedy gold.
Wait.
I'm Nicole Dressbell.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Right?
Yes.
A little special episode?
A little special episode. I also think... I think we should go as long as we possibly can without revealing who this person is
okay.
in relation to me.
And what about in
but
the
it's probably
episode?
Gonna be in the show notes. You'll know by now.
Wait, what?
What?
What are you saying?
Never
Matt?
Mind.
Are you saying during this conversation you understood? Then Elizabeth, would you explain it to me?
Yes, he's saying keep it a secret and surprise as long as possible that
until the
our
big
connection.
Reveal, yes.
And when is the big reveal?
Welcome
Five
to Inbox, the show where we gain access
great.
To where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondents and mine their personalized for comedy gold.
I understand. So we're not doing a cold open yet.
You already did it? We should try to go. Will we do a cold open on this show?
I forgot what a cold open is.
This is probably it.
Yeah. Welcome to Inbox, the podcast where, hold on.
Marker, take two.
Welcome to Inbox, the podcast where we mine our guests' digital what is it?
Take three.
Welcome to Inbox. The show
where we gain access.
Where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence
and mine their personal lives.
And mine their personal lives for comedy gold.
Yes.
Wow.
Every day.
Wow.
What's going on right now?
No. It's more that when I've listened, it's been I hadn't heard lives. I've heard on internet.
Wait,
yes. Yeah. There's something missing. Yes.
Take four.
Welcome to Inbox, the podcast. Nope, it's still a show.
Take five.
One more time. Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I'm Nicole Dressbell.
And I'm Matt Straub, and our guest this week is a poet, a classical guitarist, a mindfulness teacher, a lawyer, and my mom. Elizabeth Coleman, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It feels like there should be applause, right?
Thank you for having me.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming to the show.
I'm excited.
I found her wandering around in the street.
That is true, downstairs. Right? Is that true?
Well, in a manner of speaking. And I just said, do you want to come to the show? And she came on up, and here we are.
It's the first time I've ever seen you not come in with a coffee.
It's late. I'm just going to disclose.
Oh, that's
it
smart.
Is late at night, and it's not a great idea to drink coffee this late.
Yeah, I've made that. I'm making that mistake right now.
And
that's
this,
a good point.
Our guest... You might know, never drinks coffee. When was your last cup of coffee?
Oh.
My last cup of coffee was at in Europe.
Okay. What year?
Because I was desperate.
What? Oh, recently?
No, I mean 5 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, I know. I had a cup of half-calf, and I got so hyper.
You freaked out a little bit?
Yeah.
So you're a tea drinker.
I used to drink coffee.
Right.
And then I can't. It also makes me sick. So I drink tea now. From the leaves. I don't use tea bags. An English friend taught me to make a proper pot of tea, and it makes me very happy.
Mom.
Yes.
Who, let's open up that computer, first of all.
Okay.
So I just want to say, just off the top here, you are a successful person. You continue to do very well professionally and in life. However, your relationship with technology, I think it's fair to say, is a complicated one, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it's really hard. Like, consider that I'm your mother, which makes me of a certain age.
Right.
So I didn't grow up with this stuff.
I know. And I will say, to your credit, to your never-ending credit, you work really hard to figure stuff out. And you're not someone who's just surrendered.
Right. I mean, I'm on Instagram and Twitter.
I mean, stop the episode right here.
But you had to get me my accounts.
Well, I'm kind of your technical support.
You are, except when you're busy, I have no technical support.
So then what do you do?
Sometimes I look it up.
Yeah.
I try to look
and
it up.
You have figured out some stuff recently.
I have, and sometimes I give up.
Right. Okay, we're in the mail app, Nicole. How
Which
do you feel about
first.
That?
I'm excited because it's a first.
Okay.
We still do have, though, a stunning background. This desktop background is really lovely.
Yeah, what do we have there, Mom?
We have our mountain house in the Catskills. I want a picture of my grandchildren, but I couldn't figure out how to get it on.
That is so sad.
So if you would do that for me later.
Okay, I'll do that later.
But in the meantime, I have this really nice picture in this of our looking out from our mountain house at the snow, at a very deep snow with the heavy damp snow that
but
sort of is on the trees.
We
too.
Took the picture with some sort of post right in the center of it. We couldn't have gotten a full snow shot.
Yeah,
we had
fair.
To get a full piece of wood in there. It's kind of like is that part of the door?
I think
it's a tree.
No, trees are not shaped like that.
No, I think
that.
It's
no
from the porch, and that's the porch.
Yeah,
wood.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because we could have just kind of stepped 2 feet to the right. We would have had a perfect shot.
But I never crossed my mind.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Can we read the folders that are on the desktop? Because this is pretty incredible.
Who's going to read it?
You're going to read them and just read them in order. No commentary.
Untitled folder 2. Here, NYC launch photos. Desktop, Elizabeth MacBook Pro 1. iPad 5A35AAQ. Desktop files. Untitled folder. Macintosh. Keep going.
No, I think that's most of the folders. I will say those are not helpful folder names. Would you know looking at it what's in any of them?
I didn't even know they were there.
Okay, great.
Now, here is the name of a poetry volume that you edited.
Yes.
So check that out,
okay.
Everyone.
Yeah.
The other ones, so yeah, you don't even know what's in those.
Well, I think I go in through the word.
Okay.
And I do go to through Finder, I go to desktop. But
Wait, stop. Just stop. Hold on. Through Finder, you go to desktop. Tell me more.
But the desktop file, I go to
Finder. Oh, the Finder. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't ever do this.
You would never go to the – you're not using the desktop.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't know that that was the desktop you were going to. We've had a major revelation.
Right.
That perched atop this snowy background is in fact your desktop.
Right.
And
then
Amazing.
Can we also just go through – and Matt, you might need to do this. Can you read to me the icons that are along the tool at the bottom? And please read every single one.
I can't even see any text on those.
No. Just tell us what they are though.
Oh, okay. Me?
Yeah.
Finder. That's like some kind of utilities thing, right?
Yep.
Safari.
Yep.
Another like utilities thing. Question mark. What's that P?
That's PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. That's a books thing. And I don't know what that is.
That is news.
Okay. iTunes, Excel, question mark. Photos, Outlook, Word, question mark, question mark. Two people. That's some kind of weird
Messenger,
chat.
I think.
Messenger. Nobody
That's
uses that.
I just really wanted you to review how many question marks there are on the toolbar.
Just like those are apps that are either out of service.
I don't know what they are.
Yeah. Let's mouse over one and just see what happens here. Microsoft Document Connection. That sounds dangerous.
I don't know what it is.
So this is kind of what I'm saying. Like, I would say you have a smoke and mirrors approach. Like you have if your technological life is like a ship, there's duct tape wrapped around the hull, like little. You've got like a cardboard pipe stuffed in as the ignition.
We're in the middle of a print job of some kind. It's just not gone through.
Didn't quite finish that one up.
But also, I'm touched by the duct tape reference because my mother-in-law, your grandmother, your father's mother used duct tape on everything all the time.
She
so
did?
It feels sort of tender that you brought up duct tape.
That's a way to turn that
it
around,
It makes
Mom.
Me feel connected to
Alma.
Bob's mother, Alma.
Rest in peace.
Mail.
You've reached Matt.
Oh, that's a new. That's a new
one. Yeah, I'm working
response.
On that.
I like it because it feels like I've accomplished something.
Yeah, you have done it.
Reached Matt. I will say the whole point of the podcast sometimes is just trying to reach Matt. I'm calling Matt because last month we discussed this and there's been no follow-up. You suggested there might be a vow renewal opportunity coming up in the future. I have not received any information about that.
Yes, I've been putting that out there that there's a chance for the 10-year wedding anniversary. I might renew the old vows. I'm thinking I might only invite people who came to the wedding the first time, though.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Nicole, I'm going to give you another chance. I'm going to invite
you. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, Matt, I really appreciate that. I mean, I know it's been 10 years since you got married, but I know that weddings are really, they're stressful.
Sure.
Do you know what takes the stress out of planning a wedding is Zola. They take the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, and affordable invite suites. And there's more. There's so much more.
Did you know that over 1 million couples have used Zola?
What's so funny is you really love that fact.
That's a
because you bring it. You do bring it up a lot. You have been talking about it quite a bit. You know what I love about 1 million couples? That means 2 million people.
Yeah.
I think it's nice that they present that fact as 1 million couples.
Sure.
Because 2 million is a bigger number.
That's true. Because you could say 2 million people.
Matt, you've been fiddling around with the Zola website, right?
I have. I've fiddled a bit. I set up a registry that we might use for the wedding renewal party. I guess you can do that. Like, if you're renewing your vows, can you ask for more presents and money?
I don't know.
It's another discussion for another time. That's
it
another
is.
Discussion.
It's a discussion for another time.
Zola makes it super easy to set it up. You'll have your thing up and running in no time.
The point is, even if it was a wedding and not just a vow renewal, all these apply. It's also great because if you were going on a honeymoon, they let you register for a honey fund and gift card along with physical gifts. And as a frequent wedding guest, I like to have that option.
You gotta have a honey fund. If you don't have a honey fund, what are you doing?
Truly, truly. Also, I love a well-appointed website, and Zola makes it easy to add photos. I like a nice story about how a couple met. I want to look up, if I'm going out of town, where am I going? Where am I staying? What are there recommendations?
The other thing is there, you can have an FAQ section to deal with awkward questions such as, is my offspring invited? Or do I have a plus one? Those are kind of key questions that you don't really want to bother the couple with.
Yeah. Is this a date wedding or is it a hookup wedding?
Right.
That's what I want to know. You can put that right in your FAQ. Date wedding or hookup wedding.
Perfect. Oh,
Matt, we encourage our listeners who are planning a wedding to build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 towards your registry. That's amazing. Go to zola.com/inbox and get started today. Get started today. There is a lot of Z's, specifically in Zola, which is spelled Z-O-L-A.
Go to zola.com/inbox and
get started today.
Okay. So, Mom, is there someone who you would not like to email?
Email roulette.
Yes, and I thought about it, and I decided to choose someone I really just didn't want to email.
Wow,
I want
really
absolutely
straight up.
Nothing to do with them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so it's very, sometimes I feel like, honestly, people are a little coy, like, oh, I don't want to email this person, but they kind of secretly do. This is not like, it won't kill me to email this person, but I really don't want to because I decided I really don't like this person and I want nothing to do with them.
Okay, so your reference you were just making is you've listened to every episode of the show.
Every single episode of this show.
So you're kind of calling out the guests a little bit.
A little bit. Not all of them, but sometimes I feel like, oh, I'd hate to have to email that old boyfriend of mine. Oh. Whereas this person, I really don't want to email.
So you're saying that that person actually wanted to email their old boyfriend, possibly?
Yes. I've found that, like, I would say half the time the person secretly wants to email.
Wow. We should just actually have you audit the show. I think maybe that's – let's rip up the format here.
That's great. Do you want to do, like, an analysis, like, post-episode podcast of every podcast episode?
Yeah.
You know, like, talk it inbox?
Right.
I'd love talking.
Oh, wow. We could have a review show. That's something to think about. Okay.
Something to think about. Okay. Can you tell us about the person?
Yes. So this is someone I used – was a colleague. I'm trying to be not disclosed. This was a colleague at an organization where I worked. And it was a nonprofit. And we were in a sort of parallel levels. And I felt like from the beginning, she set it up as a real competition that I wasn't participating in. I felt like she was kind of phony, like she would come in to talk to you and would do her nails and stuff. And she ended up being incredibly successful at this organization. And I thought she was kind of superficial and kind of a BS artist. And I wasn't that. I really didn't think she was a genuine person. And I ended up moving to another organization. She stayed there longer, then moved to another organization. And then, because of all this sort of work I've done in mindfulness, one of the things that has done, I made reference to earlier, is I'm always trying to be like a nice person and forgiving and not hold grudges. And I'm like, so a situation arose where she was in an organization at a very high level, and I was trying to interact with that organization. And then I sort of decided I would just write to her and offer her this thing. Really just gracious, I hope you're doing well. I wrote her a really nice note with the checks that I sent.
So you sent her money.
I sent her money, but it was very heartfelt. It was for a very specific thing. It was something I felt really passionately about, and I thought, I'm just going to be a big person.
Uh-huh.
But of course, I ended up being a really small person because I sent her the money, wrote a really sweet note, and then got a response from sort of her bookkeeper. You know, thank you for the checks. And I just sort of said, screw her. And I just was like, and so now I get solicitations from the organization for money, and I always rip them up and just throw them in the trash. I was so just not classy.
Wow. Now, here's the thing, Nicole.
Yeah.
We don't usually go in, how do you say, you know, swords drawn on these emails. You know what I mean? We're usually trying to be either high road or weird or like this one, which is like you want to kind of go in with your saber unsheathed, so to speak.
But then it wouldn't be the email I don't want to send.
Oh, interesting. Good. Then I think I have a take.
Okay.
Great. Excellent.
God, I hope I get this right.
Right. Okay. Great. So let's open up a compose box.
Please note that I was able to do it.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We've had two successful clicks.
And I'm putting the person
to
absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not.
Do not do that yet.
Don't load the gun yet.
Okay.
Excellent. So the subject line is...
Do you want to give me a hint at what you're...
Yeah,
what
Matt,
thinking?
Here's my take. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to blame the bookkeeper. I want to send an email that's gracious and says, like, I'm concerned that your bookkeeper did not pass on this note to you. And I have bookkeeper concerns.
I don't know that it was someone in the financial end. I don't know that it was literally a bookkeeper.
Perfect. We will.
The email subject line is now financial concerns.
Can we say concerns in the financial end?
Yes, concerns in the financial end. Great. And I would love to start with gracious and then this person's name, comma.
Am I going to put the name in?
Oh, yes. Gracious, yes. Comma. I like that choice.
Are you putting in her name?
Yes.
I forgot how you spell it. Hang on.
Is that really how you spell it? Yes, she seems like a handful.
God, you have no idea.
Great. Enter. Was this? Oh, yes. Hoping this finds you. Excellent.
Finds you excellent.
Yes. How long ago was this?
Finds you excellently.
Year and a half.
Great. Excellent. Approximately 18 months ago, I
Are we going yes. super former? Transmitted?
Transmitted, yes. I transmitted an outpouring...
Elizabeth kind of shook her head at that.
She doesn't love it. She doesn't love
it. Well, it's just an overstatement, but that's okay.
That's. No, that's, you know, that's the idea.
You're in charge. You're the boss.
An outpouring. Were you about to say goodwill?
Of, yes.
Of goodwill and monies.
Of goodwill and financial money.
Financial monies.
She's going to think I'm drunk.
Yes. Yeah, yes, I've gotten that response before. Goodwill and financial monies to you. Via an individual on your financial end team.
Okay.
I am concerned.
You said okay like we were done. Okay, yeah. Good.
What?
Great. No.
Good. I just am trying to be a good sport about this all.
I am concerned that the sentiments, that the paper sentiments.
Sentiments?
Yes.
Okay.
Did not reach you.
That makes no sense.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Got it. Uh-huh.
Did not reach you. And therefore.
Hopefully she retired.
Yeah, right. True. And therefore.
Because there's no way I'm getting this right. Yeah. Okay.
There may be larger concerns.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the efficacy of your finance department.
Oh, no.
Are you worried that we're getting someone fired now, Mom? Is that
well, no, I actually, I know the person in the finance department. Okay. I'm just trying to be a good sport here, be a good soldier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Matt?
Okay. Therefore, well, we don't want to actually send the paper sentiments, though, do we?
Oh, what were the paper? What were some of the paper sentiments?
I mean, it was more sort of.
I think we, oh, I got it. I got it.
What? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, it was.
You go.
I don't know what the question was that
like,
you're
what
asking.
Did you, what were some of the nice things you said?
Just sort of, I hope she's doing well. I feel very strongly. I'm so happy they're working on this issue. I'm so happy to support it.
Therefore, I'd like to resend them now.
I'd like to resend them?
I'd like to resend them now. And then we're going to go to bullet point format. Okay. Bullet point format. Like colon.
Yeah, no, I know how to do it. I know how to do it.
Wait, let's a minute. See it.
Look at this. Watch this. Hold on. Actually, yeah. Indentation. No, that's not it.
Keep trying.
List, bullet number.
Oh, nice. Okay, good job. So yeah. I hope you're well. Semicolon. Oh, yes, keep that. We keep typos. W-E-apostrophe L.
Yeah, I've heard that. Okay.
Okay.
Semicolon. Hold on.
If you don't get the semicolon right this time.
Okay.
I think it's so, what do you say, wonderful that you're working on this issue?
It's not that you were, okay, sure.
What?
No, because it's.
Nope. Elizabeth, you have to keep I think it as a bullet point.
I think it.
It's it.
And then you accidentally hit enter, and so now you have to keep that.
Is so, should we just pick up on the next one? Is so wonderful.
So wonderful.
That they are working on this issue. I think there was also a lot of deeply. So I think just like, I deeply, deeply feel this.
I deeply. I think she's going to report me to something. God only knows what. Okay.
And the check cleared, right?
The check cleared.
Write that as a bullet point.
Yes, the check cleared. So I'm not concerned about any financial misdeeds, just emotional.
So I'm not concerned. Oh, my God. I'm glad I didn't choose an old boyfriend. About any financial misdeeds.
Yes, just emotional.
Okay.
No, right, okay.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Great, Matt. Anything else? What's the sign-off?
The sign-off is?
Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Stay warm?
Yep.
W-A-R-M.
Yeah. Starm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took it out. Okay, stay warm.
Stay warm.
Can I put exclamation point?
Yes. Please. And I love that the stay warm is one line below the bullet pointed list with no spacing. That's so weird looking. Okay. Last bullet point, okay. Then stay warm immediately after.
Solid. It's been a while since we did a bullet.
Yeah.
I like bullet points. I love bullet points.
Do you sign your name on these emails or what do you usually do?
Not this one.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah. Can we sign it anonymous?
You just want to sign anonymous?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But it's from me.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, okay.
Okay, so minimize that window. We'll come back to that later.
I could do a what's in the drafts.
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. You know, I have to say, I was tempted to just purge everything, and I didn't.
Okay. We appreciate that.
For the record.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so 49?
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's not too much. Some people will end up with a blank email in their drafts. These all look like they were meant for someone.
They were. I think what happened is I started and then I did a different draft that I sent.
Right.
And these just, I never erased them.
Let's see how far back it goes.
Like here?
Yes. Oh, so only going back to July.
Yeah. So a lot of them are beginnings. And then I thought of a better way to say it.
Yes.
I work very hard at my emails.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a lot of.
Ooh, wait, this is not jokey, making fun of stuff. I want to know, what is a guitar meditation?
So I think what this is about, where does it say?
She doesn't know. Scroll
back. Oh, I do know. I do know.
Wait,
do.
Scroll back down.
I'm proud of this.
I think it's, yeah, it's that attachment.
Oh, so I did for 2 years. So I'm where I was supposed to be tonight until I was invited to do this was I'm involved with the New York Classical Guitar Society. And every month on the first Thursday, I go to the open mic and play, or often I do. And so for the past 2 years, they've had me the first session of, they always have a speaker at the beginning of the thing. And they had me.
I didn't want to interrupt your mother.
And they had, so they've asked me to do a mindfulness sort of presentation, little workshop with all the guitarists so that everyone can use mindfulness to be less stressed out about performance.
Oh.
And so this year, what I did, I wanted to try to do something different this year because it was the second time. And I made everyone a little good meditation, 10-minute meditation that they could play before they perform to just sort of calm down, that is sort of more specific to guitar. I'm really kind of proud of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and people were very excited.
Did
about
you
it.
You recorded that?
Yeah.
What did you
on
record
my
on?
New thing that you made me get, that you helped me pick out.
That sounds nicer the second way you said it.
Yeah.
The what?
The second way you said that sounds nicer. Made me get versus help me pick it
no,
out.
No, you helped me pick it out. And I'm very excited about it, and I love it. And
how's it working?
Unbelievably.
She's
for
got
this.
a little mic that you plug into the iPhone jack.
But actually, there is sort of I could tell a story on myself about that, since that seems to be what you're most interested in. I got it, and I went to where did I go to the place in
B&H.
I went to B&H. You know, you have to stand in line. You have to go through 40 checkouts. They strip search you. You know, it's a nightmare. You finally, they give it to you at the very end, and then they frisk you. You get out. And I brought it home, and I was very meticulous because I feel like, my son is always saying be really meticulous about these things. So I look at the directions, and the thing doesn't look like what I bought. It looked nothing like it.
What did it look like?
It looked like this big fuzzy ball.
So, you went to buy a microphone to plug into your iPhone, but all you had in your hands was a foam ball.
Exactly.
So you're like, this doesn't seem
right. No, but then I looked at the instructions and the picture was not the foam ball.
Of course it wasn't.
Wait, I'm not quite sure I'm getting this right.
And
so I called up, the B&H. You had to call like Omaha to speak to B&H customer service. And I was sort of the outraged voice that you tell me I am when I order food. So I call and I'm like, this is terrible. I didn't get what I bought. I went all the way to the store and, you know, I had to go through these 50 layers of security and I came home with it. And it's the wrong thing. And they're like, we're so sorry. You can bring it back. No, that's not right. That was the first I bought it on Amazon. And then that was it. First I bought it on Amazon. The wrong thing came. I laid into Amazon. They were like, okay, you can send it back. So I sent it back. Then I went to B&H and I got home and it was the same foam ball that Amazon had sent me. It still didn't, it was the same thing. So I thought, well, maybe there's something else going on here. Did I call you at that point?
Yeah,
or did I figure it out myself?
I think I heard all this after the fact.
Right. And so I think what happened was, what the guy from B&H, now I remember, was so sweet. And he was like, you have to open it. The thing is inside. You open it up.
No.
Wait.
Did I have that right?
No.
So the foam ball is...
No. The foam ball, it goes over.
Yeah, it's a windscreen.
It's a windscreen. So it goes over the mic. The picture was of the mic without the foam ball. And so I was like flipping out. Everyone was giving me the wrong thing. And so he said, so the guy from B&H is like, what you might want to do, see if that little thing will lift off. And so I lift it off and he goes, oh my God, you are fabulous, blah, blah, blah.
So, okay. So the windscreen was on the mic. That's what happened.
Yes.
The mic came with the windscreen on it and we weren't expecting to see that on there.
Yes.
And so this is what led to the whole thing.
But it's a wonder, I said, should I use it with the windscreen when I'm not in the wind? And he said yes, and I did, and I recorded this thing with the windscreen. It was fabulous.
Oh my God, Nicole, you have completely missed the headline.
What did I miss?
Look one below the cursor right now.
Oh no. Okay, so we see a customer. So, oh God, sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't
I
see
know.
What it was for.
I'm
so sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Great. So Elizabeth, can you read who this email is to?
Yeah, I can, and I know where this is going, and I'm going to have to make a confession to you, Nicole. So hold on.
No, wait, not that one. Wrong one.
Oh, shoot. Uh-oh, now it's doing the wheel of death.
Wait, wait, wait. Do you get this a lot?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Wait, wait. Okay. Who's this email to?
It's to the customer service person.
Just read, just say who it's to.
Oh, sorry. Goodreads.
Are you on Goodreads?
This is wonderful. Okay. So what is your original email? Can we hear your original email? Because the subject line is wrong author profile on account.
Oh, yes. This is a truly a new version of Are You on Goodreads? This is...
Yeah, but I have some thoughts on this. So I've tried to change the author information, but it doesn't seem to take. Just delete the one there, as I'm the editor of this book more than the author. See, Elizabeth Coleman's a very common name.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had the author of my book be this person who'd written some awful fantasy book. And I was really upset about it. But that doesn't look like that's an email from me.
I don't understand what happened here. Wait, but you were the editor of the fantasy book?
I'm the editor of the poetry book.
Okay.
And they made her...
See, this is where it just...
I don't know. It broke down. But my friend Barbara in England emailed me and said...
Oh, she saw you.
She saw it and she said, there's this horrible thing that your book is being listed as some awful fantasy book. And so Goodreads had this whole miss.
Is this an indictment on the fantasy genre, or is this more of specifically about this book?
It's about that person. No, okay, I'm fine with fantasy. I don't read it, but I'm fine with it.
Wait, can we click? Because I think this is a picture of the book. I'd love to click on the book.
Was there a good resolution to this email?
It was, because I wrote back and said, thank you so much for getting back to me. I would be thrilled if you would correct this title, and I would love to join the
And you,
okay.
But I did write back.
Okay. Here's what I will say, though. From reading her email, it does not sound like you're saying the same thing.
Okay, so explain
it. It did get resolved, but yeah.
So in her response, she explains what different author profiles are, and then she says, can you read this section, Elizabeth?
This?
Yes.
As for removing you from title, unfortunately, we have a strict policy against deleting valid book data from the database. Goodreads is striving to be a corporate database of all published works. If your name is clearly listed on the title, we can't remove this information. I apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But we did fix it.
And then your response to her starts with,
thank you so much for getting back to me. I would be thrilled if you would correct this title, and I would love to join the the author thing.
Interesting. But it does sound like she told you, we can't remove you. And then you responded with, thank you so much. I would love it if you removed me.
Right. But she did. But I think.
Well, now we need to go in and
find
it.
To find the send. So to Goodreads. Hold on.
Or to, yes, look for Goodreads in your email.
Okay. In sent.
Yes, in sent.
Got it.
Oh, what's Goodreads is fixed?
Goodreads is fixed.
Great. That was someone who was helping me. But I don't think that's going to tell us because they have it right now. What it was this other woman who, I think they had the other Elizabeth Coleman, who was the author of these strange books, the editor of here. I think that was it. And they fixed it. And I forgot how we got, I think I got this person who was helping me to fix it because I couldn't figure it out.
Fascinating.
And again, here is your poetry anthology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. And so have you written any fantasy books that I don't know about?
No, I have not. And am I insulting anyone here? I don't like fantasy books.
No, but you said a minute ago that you were...
But I don't judge them. Yes. I just don't like... They don't appeal to me.
That's fair. So what is your Goodreads author profile? Just if you clicked on it. So a couple reviews, a little bit engaged.
I'm not wild for... I know you have a big Goodreads.
I
know
it's understand. Your
true... I know how much you love it. I just don't understand it.
That's fair.
Nobody does.
That's fair. Okay. Matt will help you set up a profile.
Okay, good.
Matt will help you.
A better profile? Okay.
This is a good profile.
Yeah, solid.
Okay.
I'm lucky. You wrote some books.
Yeah.
And you edited one.
Yeah.
That's the longest that segment's ever gone.
Well, I mean, it was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, it went. We have no information.
No.
All we know is there was a problem and it was solved. We have no idea how it happened.
And I was furious.
And also, I will also say, this was 4 months ago. So it's pretty recent.
Oh.
Mom, you I don't know what segment this falls under. You write a lot of email. Who would you say you write the most email to?
Well, I correspond a lot with my people around my book, uh-huh. my recent book. I correspond a lot with my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I think those probably at the moment are the two main things. A lot of stuff around poetry.
Matt, why are you asking this when the mail app will tell us? Can we click on VIPs?
VIP.
I don't understand what that is. I don't know what VIP is.
You starred.
Is that what it is?
But I don't star things for any reason. Like, I hardly ever email. This is a good friend, and I hardly ever email her.
Well, apparently, Gmail thinks you should be emailing her more.
Wait.
Well, no, I think it's because I've something got starred, and then she got starred all the time. I don't think it. I think that's meaning. No?
I don't know, because you don't star, you flag.
But I don't have the vaguest idea why I started.
But it is always one person involved.
Right. And she's a good friend. I love her, but I don't email her.
Can I ask about this email?
This?
Yes.
Am I dreaming?
Yes.
Ooh, that's kind of personal.
Well, then we don't have
to
talk about
it. Yes, we are planning to come on April 23rd. Oh, that was my book launch. And I said, is it just a wonderful dream that you're coming? Because I sent invitations and I didn't. I was so surprised that we were coming.
That's so funny. So you got an RSVP and you were like, there must be a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
But do they live in New York?
They do live in New York. They've had some stuff going on. And so.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. I think we should do a search term.
I agree.
Search. Alert.
I think I'm trying to think of the best equivalent of like, can you help me with?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you ask your mother how she'd say it? Stop looking at me.
How would you say that?
I would not say, can you help me with? I mean, okay. I'm not.
Would you say I'm having trouble
no,
with?
No, I would not. I would say, like, I would take the thing I wanted to search for and search
no,
for.
No, no. I mean in your email.
Oh, in my email? What's a search?
Elizabeth, did you think Matt thinks you conduct a Google search by asking Google, can you help me with?
Yes.
That's amazing.
And I was kind of felt a little insulted.
It is. That would be insulting. If you needed help.
I'd say, dear so-and-so. Do you think you could? Would you be? It might be.
Do you think you could? So let's do a search for do you think you could.
Okay. Like here? Here.
Yes.
Here.
No.
Right? No, where you were. Where you were.
No,
where
you're searching your entire computer. Yeah.
That is my.
No, go
wait,
on,
no, really?
Mail. Isn't that all just mail?
No, that's your whole computer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's mail.
I'm so excited. I learned something new. Wow, that's cool. This is being more helpful to me than I thought it would be.
2,000 emails. Maybe we should put it in quotes.
It just feels like an odd phrase to me. You see, there's nothing.
So could we do you think you could, and just stop it, do you think you could?
Could you help me? How about, can I try, could you help me?
Sure.
Matt, was that the phrase that we started this conversation with?
I think so.
Okay, great. Zero found.
Wow.
Okay, so let's do you think. Great, and that's 2,000.
Okay.
Ooh, what's the one to Matt?
I think this is, I'm always consulting, what do you think of this? I'm always consulting Matt about what presents to give male relatives and young male friends. So this was from my great nephew. It's a t-shirt because like everything I choose is like unbelievably uncool and I can just see Matt rolling his eyes at the horror of it.
So what was this?
So I said, what do
you
think?
Wait, that's so, what do you think of this, Nicholas? So you sent me that link. I think I remember what this was. Click on the link, yeah. I think it was like a skiing shirt or something.
Yeah, he's a
right?
skier. He's a sort of expert skier. And I think Matt was sick. It made him physically ill.
It's an American flag with a ski jumping silhouette. And it just says ski jumping
it's
on
Paul.
It. It's an amazing shirt.
It's amazing in a sort of tacky, pathetic way.
You would
what
wear
you
it like ironically to a party, I think. Right? With a unicorn?
Right.
That'd be like a great hipster shirt.
It would be good for Halloween.
I think. Nicole, you're trying to be nice, but come on.
You don't have
act
to
like
be
this
nice.
Is my mom.
Oh, well, no, my thing is more like, why are you looking for t-shirts on Amazon?
Because where else would you look for them?
I guess so.
That's a service I provide. I would take it to other websites.
Right.
But I just don't have the energy. I just search for everything.
So what did I respond to getting? I think I was probably pretty polite.
You were so sweet. So I said, what do you think of this for Nicholas?
And then I think.
Oh, Matt then says, wait, how much
no,
later is this?
No, that's from, did you end up getting this or not?
Wait.
No worries. So I sent him, what do you think?
Yes.
He didn't answer.
Wait, so, what's the turnaround time? Oh, 2 days. Okay, so 2 days. But Matt, can we look at the timestamp? I want you to read this, Matt, when you did finally respond to your mother, the date and time.
July 4th at 8:10 p.m.
Not doing anything better on the 4th of
July? I was working.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Nicole,
for really bringing sorry. That up. What
I was at the sport? World Series of Poker
in Las Vegas. Oh, on the 4th of July?
Yeah. I was working on the 4th of July.
That's a real
I was
bummer.
Sitting in a TV truck, probably.
Wow.
Yeah. Great 4th.
It doesn't sound like you were working. It sounds like you were catching up on private emails.
We were probably like on the air already, and it wasn't that stressful. So
okay, so then it really sounds like we shouldn't feel so bad for you.
I don't know, sitting in a TV truck can be really monotonous.
Okay.
And I think it was sweet that he emailed on the 4th of July at 8:10 p.m.
Thank you. I'm not a monster.
You're a doll.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right, okay. So
but that,
I said to Jen, getting this.
And okay. I said, no worries, got him something else. How's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And then you see I said, love you, Mom. So my emails are very, everything is very personal. He's my son, and I do love him, so.
Okay.
Elizabeth, can you read the subject line?
A million thank yous and more to thank you, to come, more to come. Oh, wait, no, that's good.
A million thank yous.
And more to thank you for to come. I think that's really poetic.
Mom, I don't know. What? I don't think that is.
Oh, I understand. Yes. A million thank yous and more to thank you for to come. Yeah. Like there will be more to come that I will thank you for.
I think this is a typo.
No, it's not. It was poetry.
I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it without any poetic inflection.
Okay.
A million thank yous and more to thank you for to come.
Okay.
It's a mess.
Yeah,
it's
but,
a mistake.
You know, Matt, as the son of a poet, you could read any poem and remove the poetry from it and it's going to sound silly.
Well,
no.
This is a special.
Really?
No, don't say that. That makes me feel terrible.
No, I'm saying like a poem, if you remove the poetry from a poem, of course it's not going to sound poetic.
Right, but.
But no, but you're supposed to be able to read a poem on paper. Okay. Not every poem is read aloud, Nicole. Right. You have to read a poem aloud.
I really stick up. I'm not sticking up for my ability to like know how to search, but I am sticking up for that. I think that was lovely.
You think that was intentional?
Yes. Because I'm specifically saying I'm thanking her for something. Okay. And
so that a million thank yous is you're thanking her for that. That we're covered on a million thank yous.
And then I was asking another favor of hers. So I'm like, and more to thank you for to come, meaning I'm about to hit you up for something.
I will be thanking you for something in the future.
Yeah.
Oh.
I explained this to you, Matt.
It's still a reach, but I'm going to go with it.
I support it.
Okay.
Can we go? A lot of the correspondence are related to your book that came out this year?
April.
Yes. April.
Earth Day.
Yes. Yes. Ooh. What? Can we go back further? Like, what was email before?
Are you talking
Should
about?
We go, what do you think?
You're talking about going to the bottom of the box, Nicole?
The bottom of the box.
Wait, what is this email?
2006.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's click on this email from 2006.
That is when I had a different email address.
Mom, can you tell everyone, can you give like a 30-second synopsis of what happened with your other email address and this one?
And you've really, I have to say, you've been a prince among men with my email address crises. Like, I think I used up all your energy on that. It was just awful. First of all, I've had like 4 email addresses and I had a ridiculous one and then I changed to another one. And then
the main thing is you were hosting it a very strange.
I was hosting it at a really strange place. They were in Canada and they would yell at you if you called them. And they would sort of, see, part of the problem is when you're older, people like that, they just think if they can convince you you're stupid, then you'll just go away. And so they were really good at that.
Gotcha.
And so they would sort of yell at me and tell me I was stupid and I'd be like, okay, and I'd call you. And so they never would answer a question.
Yeah.
And then what happened was it all went dark. Like they went offline. It stopped working for like 2 months.
What? How did you end up with this hosting platform in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. Oh, because someone you had working for you chose it, right?
Right.
You had like a web guy.
Oh, did right? Yes. I had a web guy. I got into
Can
this
we say what it is? Just to see if people know, like what is the hosting platform?
Yeah, we can say it. I mean, there's
they
no
went
way
out of, they don't host anymore.
Great.
Mail2web.com. Mail2web.com.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't host anymore.
Yes.
Oh, wait, but this is a customer support email to them, so can we see it?
Hello, Elizabeth. Thank you for your patience and waiting for a reply from our end. I am Sibby from the support department. I understand that you wish to cancel your account. We understand your concerns, and to help you with this, it requires higher access privilege. We are escalating the case. We're always escalating cases. We are escalating this case to our CRM customer relation manager team. One of our CRM specialists will update you the details immediately. And then what they would do, they would just send me a link and not tell me anything. If you have any additional questions/concerns, please feel free to call us.
That's like a form paragraph, that last thing.
It's just very funny. Wait, hold on. This, for people who don't want to help you, can you read this sentence?
We are right here to help you with any problems or concerns you might have and assure you the best of our services at all times.
I've never, like, we are right here to help you. Sounds like I'm waiting. By the phone, you call me whenever you need to.
Right.
Which it sounds like was not the case.
Well, and also if you read the rest of it, it's like, we're escalating it, and you know, which means we're putting it in
so funny
internet hell.
Amazing.
It was terrible. They were terrible, and then they went dark for 2 months, and then they terminated it. But as a result, a whole bunch of people have been unable to reach me.
Elizabeth, you have many writing folders. I think we might be in Put a Label on It.
Let's put labels on it.
Yeah, this is a good idea.
Writing, and then what's under it?
Actually, I'm really proud of my writing folders.
But that's true. You do have writing, and then, you have your tab. Your column is so narrow that
maybe I could make it bigger.
Yeah, let's make that wider.
Oh, that's really helpful.
And expand your mail window. See the whole screen.
I love this personal attention. I love personal attention.
You can take up the whole screen here.
What?
Click on that.
Okay, I'm so excited. I love this. I love all this remedial help.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Elizabeth, does that mean in the entire time that you have had this computer, you have not expanded your email to take up the entire screen?
Have you had that small mail window the whole time?
I don't know, but it's not impossible.
It's not impossible. Okay, fair.
It's not impossible.
Fair.
But I like it.
You
like
email
this.
A ton. I mean, you are a real emailer.
Am I?
Yes.
Elizabeth, what is your folder that just says websites?
That's the one that had
this.
That's
what we were just in.
That just says everything related to the internet and service providers.
Okay.
She does have websites.
I see. So it's not just like, it's your websites. It's not
It's about my websites.
It's troubleshooting her websites.
Okay. That makes sense.
Stick anything related to anything like that in there. And actually, it makes it very easy to find. Like, it's not well named, but
Right. But it is actually, you know what it means.
It's useful.
Which is usually what a label is.
Yeah. You have a folder for poetry rejections.
Yes.
You're big on celebrating rejections. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, actually, I'm not. So I am in the sense that. Poetry is all about is the rejection business. And there's the poet Wendell Berry has a poem where he says, or no, I think it's, anyway, someone, Merwin had a poem where he talked about how Berry told him to paper his walls with rejection slips. Because if you don't risk rejection, you can't get anywhere. And so what you have to do is, I read this actually wonderful article that I can't find, which said that your goal should be 100 mm-hmm. rejections a year. You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
I just love that. So, but what I've learned from submitting is that I hate rejection, but I'm prouder and happier about that I submit than I am upset about the rejection. Do you mm-hmm. feel that way?
Yes.
And that just feels, it's a wonderful feeling.
It does
feeling.
Still feel like an accomplishment.
Yeah. It feels like a fabulous accomplishment, and the rejection isn't as bad as the accomplishment is good.
Yes. Yeah.
There are levels of rejection too. Like there are the ones that say they're really rude in this polite way. Like we want you to know we read this really carefully and we still rejected it.
Right.
And like that's the biggest
put down.
Like, that's a really put down.
That's like a put down. I thought that's like, oh, well, that's good. They read it.
No, they just, that's form. And actually, you know that you can go on the internet and find out levels of rejection for a specific publication?
No. Oh, that feels really useful.
So like I'll go and someone will reject me and I'll say, I wonder if that was a form rejection or a good rejection. And I'll find out, no, that was a level 2 or that was even a level 3. That means they like me. If we hope you'll submit in the future, it's a level 2 or a level 3.
That
but
feels
sometimes
good to
you
know.
Can't tell.
Right.
But you can find it. It's amazing. I've never not found one.
I really like that. I have to ask because I think this is such a specific title.
Jewish, et cetera.
Jewish, et cetera.
Oh, God, that's kind of personal. There's only one thing in it.
Okay, we don't need you to talk about it, though.
No, I don't mind talking about
it. Okay, good. I'm just curious about what was the logic behind the et cetera?
Well, just sort of I'm very interested in my Judaism, and I'm very interested in how I relate to it, and sort of I'm always thinking about how to explore it in my way. And so I decided that was something I really care about, so I'm going to find more things.
Yes.
But there seems to be only one thing there.
Yes, and just the et cetera is
well, the
so
et cetera
funny.
Is sort of I'm interested in kind of how does Judaism relate to Buddhism and spirituality.
I see. Judaism plus.
Judaism. It's very much Judaism plus. And my ancestors. And,
but it's only one so far.
It's only one. And it's sort of interesting, actually. Sorry, now I'm curious. Oh, no, I don't want to. We shouldn't read that one. Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Mad, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little political and ugly. Okay. And I'm going to erase it because I don't want it. Now I can erase it, right?
I can do whatever you want.
But Jewish et cetera is going to be empty.
Oh, I don't. That's okay. Okay.
Okay, no, go ahead.
I don't want to erase it. We'll worry about that later. Okay.
I want to know about the self-care folder. What's in there?
Ooh, I don't know what that is. Makes no sense.
Oh, this capital, is so funny.
This is really funny. Read the entities.
This is ridiculous.
Read the entities in your self-care folder from top to bottom.
Like that?
The organizations that are emailing from, yes.
I'm really embarrassed. Okay, now I'm embarrassed. Bare necessities. That seems like shopping. American Express. Thanks for speaking with us. I don't know what that
is. Just who it's from.
Oh, Capital Lighting. EJC.
That's
the
you.
End of right. Overeating.
That's a friend of yours.
A friend of mine. Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
and my call to the doctor.
Capital Lighting and self-care.
I think it didn't.
Wait, can we click on it?
Capital Lighting.
Did you order yourself a nice lamp? Because that can be a form of
self-care. No, that wasn't self-care.
I know what this is. What? Is this when you order new lights because yours were going to burn
no,
down your apartment?
No, can I tell you what that is? Look what's underneath it. That's shopping misfiled into self-care. Like, I go to move it to shopping and it got moved to self-care.
Oh, I think all of these are supposed to be in
Not
shopping.
Not this one. This was like a doctor. This was my doctor.
So self-care really should have like three things in it.
Yeah, because the first three are all shopping.
Yeah, those are shopping.
Oh, yeah. That's very funny.
It's awful. But it's a sort of why you have me, isn't it?
That's great.
It's so interesting how many things here I just want to erase. They're so boring.
Were we going to go to the oldest email?
Bottom of the box.
The bottom of the box.
Okay, so at this time, you were definitely sending an attachment with every email you sent. I think it was probably a signature, but you had a full-on attachment
right.
going.
It's awful. It's when it's like three emails ago. Address ago.
Oh, okay.
It's like this is from 2006. That's a long time ago.
Wait, so what is at the bottom of the box?
Yeah, click on that one.
This font is so tiny.
I can't read it either. Dear Blank, it was a pleasure meeting you today. Is that my reading this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I did want to follow up and tell you that I would very much enjoy doing a presentation on stress management to the women's alumni group you described. I have attached information on a 3-hour program I did at another organization just to give you a better idea of the kind of program I can do. I'm also attaching information on the Blank Foundation. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
It's your thing. It's just funny that like it's your foundation. You're like censoring your own thing. You don't want anyone to know about that.
Well, in this context, maybe not. Yeah.
What's Finian's Rainbow Here We Come?
Where's that? God, I love that play. Do you love
Did
that
you
play?
Did you see Finian's Rainbow? I do. I really like it.
I adore it more
it's
than
It's a
I,
delight. I've like, never seen it, though.
Oh, it's so good.
Wait. What? So, Nicole, you just said you love something you haven't seen?
The music is so good. Oh, I've heard the music. Yeah,
okay.
I haven't gotten an opportunity to see it.
You should see the play sometime. Yeah. It's really special.
Ooh, Matt, what is Round Ball Stew number 9?
Wow.
Oh, November 9th.
Round Ball Stew is a basketball column that I have written for the last 10-plus years.
Oh, this is wonderful. Can we read this email?
Mine?
Yes.
Quality versus quantity, thought equals interesting. In a way, reminds me of our conversation the other night. Hey, when can you spend 10 minutes discussing Facebook with me? Merci, love mom.
That was 2000. So, okay. So I sent out a link to like a list of people who I would send my column to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from 2009. And the response is, you picked up some thread about, I don't know, we can't even click that link.
She responded to the content,
yeah,
though,
and
also said, well, I have you here.
Yeah.
Well, also, I always try to sort of, I want to show that I'm paying attention and, you know, respond
to things. What a nice response, though. What did your son say back?
And my son said, out till 9:30
p.m. Nope, you skipped one. That's you.
I can talk Facebook whenever. Are you around this evening? I can try to call when I get back to NYC from Connecticut. That was so sweet.
That was.
What's in flagged? Can we see what emails have been flagged? I imagine it's accidental, but there might be something.
No, I don't think it's, maybe sometimes, yeah. This looks incredibly accidental.
What is the tricycle community?
So tricycle community is a Buddhist, it's a fantastic Buddhist magazine. And there's I get a daily email from them and I really recommend them. They're like these little pearls of Buddhist wisdom and I love them desperately. And then you can read the whole article and then they have other really great articles. It's just a great magazine. And they actually featured my book as one of their recommended reads this summer.
Ooh, very nice.
Nicole, I think you're going straight home to subscribe to this, aren't you?
I'm going to think about it. Yeah. I'm trying to be a little chiller about subscription stuff. Okay.
The only things I subscribe to daily are this and poetry, Poem a Day from Academy of American Poets. Those are the only two things I get every day.
Wait, this reminded me of what I wanted to bring up to you, Matt. And Elizabeth, this will prove to you I'm a poetry fan. Matt, I sent you a forward this month that you did not acknowledge at all.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
I do, yes.
What did you think? So I received from an acquaintance an email that was like, hey, this is a poetry share email list.
Right.
If you want to do it, forward this to 20 people, put my name in number one, put your name in number two, and then send a poem to the person who's listed in number one. Sort of like a chain email thing. But the idea is like you'll get a bunch of poems from people. And I included a bunch of women and Matt to see what Matt would do. And you didn't acknowledge it at all. What did you think when you got it from me?
I read it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I was like, with that, I was like, I think I can do that. I think I can do that. 4 to 20 people, I can't do that. That's when I hit the wall.
But you didn't think this was a weird thing for Nicole to send to me?
I was like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, I was happy to be included on it.
Oh, that's
and I was like,
nice.
I feel pretty bad that I'm going to let her down and not do this. But I was like, I don't have 20 people I can send that to who will like not punch me in the face for sending this to them. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Send to one person.
Totally.
Two, I think I could have done it. I would have done it.
But here's what I'll also say, Matt. Yeah. You also could have sent it to one or two people.
But doesn't that mess up the chain? That like, then you're like not playing. You got to play along.
So you're all or nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to play by the rules if we're going to play.
Well,
who's raised her hand?
Yes.
No, I feel so strongly about this. Like, A, that was so sweet that you included Matt.
And I know. I thought he'd make fun of me.
He's a sensitive, lovely person. No, he would like it. But also, I totally agree. Like, I feel complete identification with Matt's response because when I get those things, that thing about forwarding it to 20 people, it kind of makes me upset.
Sure.
And I never crossed my mind I could forward it to one. Like, that's cheating. I would never do that.
That's so funny. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I have not gotten a single poem back. So I think I picked the wrong 20.
Right. No, but I don't think the right 20 exists because
I agree. I mean, I think it was the fact that I forwarded it all is because I saw it. Yeah. I had a free morning and I thought, you know what? I can come up with 20 people who might want to do this.
And you were like, I only have 19.
I was wrong. It was a little bit that.
All right, I'll send it to Matt.
Oh, that's so funny, though. I think I underestimated that you would be moved by it.
Yeah. No, I appreciated getting it.
That's really nice.
I wept a little.
Oh, that's lovely.
No, I didn't. But I was very happy to receive it, but that's I was like, I'm going to disappoint. But we were talking before how you've been on TV before, and I think we should very quickly, before chickens come home to whatever, I think we should just quickly hear about the time that you had made a TV appearance.
On Kava Kava.
On Kava Kava.
Mm-hmm. So, should I tell them?
Yeah, explain this real quick.
So, very quickly, I was working for an organization, and sometimes I represented the organization on national TV. And something had happened, and someone needed to respond, and I
a serious thing
had happened, and they needed someone to respond, and I was sort of the available person, and they were sending a TV crew. It was like CBS or NBC or ABC to my house. So that was going to happen like at 7 p.m. And that morning, my daughter, his sister, who is an incredibly persuasive person. And she had decided that morning, I don't think she'd mind my saying it because I think she thinks it's funny.
She thinks it's funny.
Yeah. That she decided that morning that I had to start taking Kava Kava.
Well, because were you a little anxious about the interview?
No, I wasn't anxious about the interview. I just was anxious in general.
Okay.
Which I sort of skew a little anxious.
Wait, what is Kava Kava?
It's St. John's wort. It turns out it's kind of, it's a hallucinogen. And they thought it was just something that made you sort of, what said, oops, what my daughter said was that it's something that it's something that calms you, that just sort of it makes you just a little bit more laid back. It's fabulous. It's natural. She made it sound.
She hadn't really researched it, right? Had she even taken it herself?
I don't know. I think she must have. But she said it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's sort of like the equivalent of, what was the thing we were talking about at the beginning? You know, natural naan butter. Like, this stuff is the greatest thing in the world. You have to do it. Everyone should be on it. You should just do it. I was like, you know, I'm doing this TV thing this afternoon. And she's like, I don't think this is a good time. And she's like, no, you've got to start today. I mean, she went and bought me the damn kava kava. So I'm like, okay, I'll take the kava kava. So I took this kava kava, and the TV crew arrived. There were two TV crews. Like, I saw two TV crews. I was seeing double. I was completely hallucinating. And there I was on live TV doing an interview in a hallucinogenic state.
A high-stakes emergency situation.
And I did... Everyone said, I mean, it wasn't, it came out. It
you would
wasn't
never know. Good.
You, I don't think
this
you would
This is
know.
Lost in the way pre, we could never find this even if we wanted to, unfortunately.
But I think it was okay.
This
is
like the 90s, yeah. Right?
It was the 90s. Yeah.
It was the 90s.
No, or the, yeah.
Or it was the 90s. It was Everyone the 90s. Was doing kava kava.
Or around 2000. No, it was just, it was unbelievable. And I just learned, I don't know what lesson I learned. She learned a lesson, we all learned a lesson. But we've got a good laugh out of it since then.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
It's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
You just said that for the first time, Nicole.
You did.
You did it well.
Let's open up that.
That was great.
Let's open up that email.
Gracious blank. Hoping this email finds you excellent. Approximately 18 months ago, I transmitted an outpouring of goodwill and financial monies to you via an individual on your financial end team. I am concerned that the paper sentiments did not reach you, and therefore there may be larger concern regarding the efficacy of your finance department. Therefore, I'd like to resend them now. Bullet point. I hope you're well. I hope you're W-E-apostrophe-L-L. Bullet point. I think it. Bullet point is so wonderful that they are working on this issue. Semicolon. Bullet point. I deeply, deeply feel this. Colon. Bullet point, the check cleared, so I'm not concerned about any financial misdeeds, just emotional. Bullet point, okay. New paragraph, stay warm. Anonymous. By the way, you know what this person is going to think if she gets this, that I'm on cover cover?
This is, wow.
I mean, you sound hacked.
Yeah, this
is a
hack.
Good cover.
Is an easily, I was hacked email.
But how would, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
I mostly hacked. There are one or two specifics in there that might give her pause.
Here's a funny thing. The first sentence, hoping this email finds you excellent. Approximately 18 months ago, I transmitted an outpouring of goodwill, financial monies to you via an individual on your financial end team. That's a little odd, but it's not.
Very odd. Oh,
but
no, I
to
think
me,
that's...
it goes next level, the next sentence.
Could I ask a favor? Because there's one person I'm willing to be totally game, but there's one person I don't want to hurt in this. Can I take that word financial out there just on your end team?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so as not to indict the...
Yeah.
That's totally fair. On your... Okay, you want to just do that?
On your end team.
That's even weirder, so I'm totally with
it. But the only other thing...
Of your end department.
Yeah, I like that better. That's the only thing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's just weird.
But then also make that change. But then we have to make one more change, and the subject line needs to be concerns in the end. Instead of concerns in the financial.
She'll definitely think I'm on cover cover.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So
do we want to? Yeah. Okay. Cool. This is good.
All right. You have one chance to get this right.
That's so unfair. Okay.
But you know that because you listen to the show.
Yes.
The Chinese lunar lander, the Jade Rabbit, was an internet sensation for sending out existential tweets. After it broke down in 2014, it sent a final tweet to say goodbye. What was its final phrase? Was it A, good night, planet Earth, good night, humanity? Was it B, I now begin the long sleep among the stars? Was it C, live long and prosper? Was it D, I am not sad, for I have seen the Earth in all its beauty, good night?
God, I love those.
Yeah.
I really love them. The ones I love most are B and D.
Well, C, of course, is from Star Trek.
What is it?
Live Long and Prosper.
I never saw Star Trek.
Yeah, you did. I went to a Star Trek movie with you growing up.
I don't remember. Okay.
The Search for Spock. We saw that together.
It was nice.
Nicole, are you...
I think I know what it is, but also the thing I'm thinking of might be different. Okay, so I feel like I have to opt out.
No, you don't have to opt out.
But I think I know what the answer is.
Okay, but if you know it, you're allowed to... You haven't looked it up.
Right, okay.
But you're not sure.
Right, that's true.
So don't.
But then I feel dangerous. But then I feel dangerous.
You're always dangerous on these. You're always dangerous.
I know, but
and I'm dangerous too.
I know, but there's real stakes to this.
Put your phone down.
I know, but I was just going to look at the email.
Okay. I'll allow that.
What are you looking at?
Google it. Everyone needs to calm down. I'm not a cheater. I was going to look at the email that has the question in it.
Okay. So again, good night, planet Earth. Good night, humanity. I now begin the long sleep among the stars.
I love that one.
Live long and prosper. I am not sad, for I've seen the earth in all its beauty. Good night.
I love that one.
I think B is also my instinct, but I think I might be thinking of a different lander that was powering down and said something about like how it is getting dark. Like I think that might be a different one, or maybe it was this one also sent a poetic one like that.
So you think it? You want it? She
B
loves
is B. My favorite. I just
B
love
is my
B.
instinct as well.
I think we have to.
B is so sweet. B is so tender.
It could be a trap. Rachel is a real. Really sets traps on these.
Well, also, you made me nervous with the live long and prosper that they might want. So this is a Chinese thing?
The Chinese lunar lander, the jade rabbit.
Well, what about the jade rabbit? There might be symbolism with, like, the year of the rabbit or...
I can tell you the symbolism is that instead of a man in the moon, they see a rabbit in the moon.
So now read them one more time with that in mind. Thank
Good night,
you,
planet Earth. Good night, humanity.
Okay.
I now begin the long sleep among the stars.
God, I love that.
Live long and prosper. I am not sad, for I've seen the earth in all its beauty. Good night.
Okay. So tender. I think I want it to be B.
Well,
and you want it to be B?
I mean,
I think it's B.
I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise. Your heart is with B.
No, but you do sometimes try to convince people.
Not in a case like this. Would you, Nicole?
Absolutely not. The stakes are too high. I don't want to play. I'm not a good sport.
But a lot of times you are a double agent.
I know.
But you're trying to, I think you're being like super sincere and not
you're,
a double
you're
agent.
You're concerned you're going to mess it up.
That is exactly what's happening.
But,
yes, precisely.
But you have to give some input because then you're.
I gave my input.
You think.
Good night. It's
my
the good night one.
B.
Oh, your instinct is B.
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
So then we have to go with B.
Okay, tell Rachel B.
Who tells her?
You do.
We're going with B, Rachel.
Oh. Nichols. So much hope the way you said that, Mom.
I was such a believer. I bet it's the Star Trek one. No?
I mean, it might be, but I just hate that.
But what's the other one
prosper.
We love?
Good night. Planet Earth, good night, humanity.
And what's the one I've seen the Earth
I'm not sad for I've seen the Earth and all its beauty.
I love that, too. That's the one I love, right? That's the other one I love.
Sure, you love
that. Let's guess that one.
Oh. It's Star Trek. It's the A. Well, we eliminated three.
What's it? What is it? Eh?
It was good night, planet Earth. Good night, humanity.
That's so depressing. I hate that one.
I agree.
Even more depressing is that you have to send this email.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, you're going to send this.
Okay.
When you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, do it.
But I just want to say how intense it is to be here when it's you.
Sure.
And when it's really someone you didn't want to email and engage with in a silly way, it's just very interesting.
Yeah.
How do you think she'll receive this? Like, really, if you put yourself in her shoes?
I think she's going to be... When I was thinking about it, it was possible that... I thought it was possible she'd be so busy thinking about herself and doing her nails that she wouldn't even notice.
We didn't ask her this. What did that mean, doing her nails?
Yeah.
She would sit there. Like, you'd be in a really... She ended up having a really important job in this organization. And so she'd come in to talk to you about stuff, and she'd sit there, and she'd be putting nail polish on
like
her nails.
Like truly doing her nails.
Truly. Like literally, she'd come in, plots herself down, and that's in the Jewish Etc. folder, plots herself down. I just remember these nails, and she sort of gets out her nail polish and is putting nail polish on her nails.
Like, Unbelievable.
No, it's unbelievable.
Also, just to clarify.
So I think it's possible she won't notice. I think it's possible she didn't notice the other one. It's possible she doesn't read her emails because she's too important. Right.
Do you have anything you would like to promote while you're here, Mom?
Well, I could promote.
Do you want to mention your book?
I could promote my book. It's called Here Poems for the Planet, and it's 128 poets from all over the world, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama did a foreword, and the Union of Concerned Scientists did an activist guide, and I think it's meant to inspire people to act. Yeah, and I
where could someone go find that if they want to?
It's everywhere. It's on Amazon. Okay. It's on.
You can get a T-shirt while you're there.
Yeah, we could get a T-shirt. It's actually on the Union of Concerned Scientists website. If you don't want to buy it from Amazon, it's on Copper Canyon's website, the press. And it's on its second printing. It came out in April. It's on its second printing. And the press raised money through a Kickstarter campaign and gave a copy to every member of Congress. And one member of Congress just sent a thank you note to me and to the co-publisher because we signed the letter, and it said she couldn't put it down.
Nice.
Isn't that nice? So I'm very and it's I'm giving
it was
all my
financial person who couldn't put it down. Her team couldn't put
I'm
it down.
I'm giving all my royalties to the Union of Concerned Scientists too. So it's, and it's dedicated to my four grandchildren. It's dedicated to Matt's two children and my other two grandchildren. So I'm very proud of it. I guess that would be the thing I'd promote.
All right, that was a good promotion. Thanks so much
thank
for being
you.
Here.
I had so much fun.
Good.
I loved
good,
it. Good. Okay, thank you.
Welcome to Inbox, the podcast.
The show where we gain access.
The show where we gain access
to our
guests'
digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for Comedy Gold.
It's digital correspondents and mine their
personal lives for Comedy Gold.
Okay,
Comedy
cool.
Gold.
Well, there we go. Okay.
Okay.
Jeez, guys, who's said it like 60 times
on
the show?
I know. Matt, I've never thought about how difficult that job is. That's why you stop doing work the rest of the episode.
Yes, that's it.